It was a sunny spring day, and Ollie was preparing to visit his friend, Bunny Meggie, for the Easter holidays. Ollie was so excited to visit his friend. He packed his things and hopped on the train. He was looking forward to a fun Easter with her. The train came to a stop at a station near Meggie's house. Ollie hopped off and started running eagerly towards her house. Ollie knocked on the door and waited for Meggie to answer. It was very quiet in the house. He knocked again, but still no answer. He went around the back of the house and saw Meggie sitting in a chair by the window, knitting something blue and fluffy. She looked up at Ollie with a smile on her face. "What are you doing back here?" she asked him cheerfully. "I thought you were not home," Ollie told her, feeling silly for being so worried about nothing. "I was just out back," she explained as she got up from her chair and hugged him. "Welcome home." "Ollie, do you want to help me with the knitting?" Meggie asked. "I have a new pattern I need to try out." "Sure," Ollie said happily as he sat down on the floor next to her. The Easter Bunny had dropped off some candy eggs for them. Ollie couldn't believe his luck. He had been having the most wonderful day of his life. He was so happy that he decided to give Meggie a hug. Meggie seemed shocked at first, but then she smiled and covered Ollie with kisses. "I love you, too," she whispered in his ear before turning to the knitting again. Ollie sat down next to her and helped Meggie knit the new pattern she was trying out. "This is perfect," she said happily as they continued knitting. "I'm really glad you came over," Meggie told him. "Now we can be best friends forever." Meggie showed Ollie how to knit the new pattern, and then they continued knitting it together. They made a lot of progress, and their arms were moving in sync as they knitted the soft blue fluff. "It's so pretty," Ollie said as he looked at it. "Thank you for teaching me how to do this." "Oh, I'm not done yet," Meggie teased him, and they both laughed. Like the sunset, Ollie and Meggie lay together on the floor of her living room, looking at all the progress they made. "We did it," she said happily as she looked over at Ollie. "You're a really good helper." "Thanks," Ollie told her. "I had a lot of fun." Meggie turned to him with a question in her eye. "Will you stay for dinner?" she asked him hopefully. Ollie couldn't contain his excitement about the idea and nodded quickly. "I would love that," he said happily. Meggie smiled back at him. "Well, then you won't have to worry about dinner either because your mom already packed your favorite." Ollie would never forget his first day with his new best friend. Bunny Meggie had a big, happy smile on her face on that day.